Parshas Bishalach.
I want to speak about what's greater, Nes Migdal and Nes Nestor. So first, just a few psukim about the Maisa of Kriyas Yamsuf. So the pasuk says, "Ve'ato harem esmatcho neteyas yodcho al hayam uvakehu." You'll raise your hand on the yam and it'll split. Ve'avu b'nei Yisrael b'toch hayam b'yavasha. And we'll see about this pasuk in a second. Ve'avu b'nei Yisrael b'toch hayam b'yavasha. Later, a few psukim later, the pasuk mentions that after Moshe did this, there was a ruach kadim oza kol halayla, a grand east strong wind all night, and through that wind is how the sea split. Then they went in. Okay, now about the action of Klai Yisrael going into the Yam, there's a machlokas in the Gemara in Soto, Lamed Vav Mudei. Everyone knows the famous pshat, Nachshon Ben Aminadov jumped in first, and that was Kiddush Shem Shemayim L'Rabim, and that's why Yehuda has his name, Yudkei Vovkei, in his name, because the entire name of Kodesh Baruch Hu is in his name, Kiddush Shem Shemayim L'Rabim. But the Gemara has two opinions about it. The Gemara first says, Rav Meir Omer, Kishamdu Yisrael al Hayam, Hayu Shvatim Menachem Ze Im Ze. The Shvatim were fighting one with another. Ze Omer Ani Yoret Chilul Yam, Ze Omer Ani Yoret Chilul Yam. Each Shevet wanted to jump in to the Yam first, the exact opposite of the way that you've heard it before. Before I should ask, what does it mean? How can you have a machlokas? Who's going to jump in first? It's a very big yam. How could there's not one place to jump in?
So one diving board, not a steer.
Shvat Oshav Ben Yamin. So then, Kafat Shvat Oshav Ben Yamin, the Yoral Yam Chila. Shevet Ben Yamin, specifically Ben Yamin, went into the yam first.
The whole Shevet or all in one person?
Loshen here is Shvat Oshav Ben Yamin. So Chlesnish, they all have the same idea, or one person. Gemara does not emphasize one person. And the Gemara says, Vayusura Yehuda Rogman Osam. The heads of Shevet Yehuda went to stone them.
To stone the people.
To stone the people of Binyamin for jumping in first. Shenemar Sarah Yehuda Ragamtam. Lefichach Zocha Binyamin and Tzadik Benasto Shpiz Chalang Gvur. But because Binyamin did this, so they became the host for the Shechina, as Rashi says here. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was Banoi Bechilek Binyamin. And the pasuk says, being said, the Shochin, the base of Mikdash, was in Chelek Binyamin. So Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo kachaya maisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, this wasn't the way it went down. Everyone said, they're not going to go in first. Chavos Nachshon Ben Aminadov, who happens to be from Shevet Yehuda, v'yor liyam tchilo, and Nachshon Aminadov went in first. And because of this, they were zocha to Malchus, the Memshalah B'Yisrael, zocha to Malchus, as the Gemara says, Vayter. That is the Machlokas, which may be reviewed in the Gemara. And the Eitz Yosef, in the Sefer En Yaakov, explains the Machlokas to be as follows, that in that Pasuk, the aforementioned Pasuk, Teres Chachalot, Perek Yedalit, Pasuk Tezayin, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'yavo b'nei Yisrael b'tochayim b'yabasha. B'nei Yisrael will go in, b'tochayim b'yabasha. So Rav Meir understood the Pasuk to mean that they're going to go in to the Yam when it is still a Yam. B'tochayim b'yabasha. Whereas Shevet Yehuda said you shouldn't go in yet. According to that shot that Binyamin went in first, and Yehuda said you shouldn't go in yet, it's because he understood it to mean that you should wait until it's Yabasha first, and then go into the Yam. The question is how to read this pasuk of Yehuda Yisrael b'tochayim b'yabasha. Is it mean that they should go in? I'm sorry, the other way around. Look, how do you read the pasuk b'tochayim b'yabasha? Was the tivoy of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that you should go in to the Yam, when it still is a Yam, and then it will split? Or should you go in afterwards only once it's a Yabasha? That's the question about how to read the Tzivoy. Al-Kopanim, Tosfos brings a Mechilta that has a different version. Well, it's the same, the first version of what happened, that Shevet Binyamin went in first and Yehuda stoned them. And Tosfos quotes a Mashal. The Mashal of Tosfos is, you have Melech Basar Vadam that has two kids. One's a gadol, one's a katan. So he tells the katan, please wake me up, and Netzachama. He tells the gadol, please wake me up at 3 hours into the day. And the katan wakes him up with Netzachama, and the gadol sees that this is about to happen, and the oldest kid says, he told me, don't wake him up until it's the third hour of the day. And the katan says, no, he told me to wake him up in Netzachama. And as they're fighting about it, the king wakes up, the father wakes up, and he says, both of you had kavana for my kavod, so I'm also going to give both of you schar. So that's what happens here with the Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. So he gave schar to Sheva ben Yamin, who was like the katan over here, and Taka is the katan of the Shvatim, and he's the one who is like trying to ke'ilu wake up the king at Netzachama. He wants to go in. He wants to go in first. So he gets his schar of the mikdash being built in his chelek, and Sheva Yehuda also, who thought that the time to go in was later, also was Zocha to Malchus, because he was also trying to defend the kavod of Malchus. That's what Tosva says. The Netziv, Rome Sada, over here, also found in his Perish and Chumash and Vizos HaBracha, by the Bracha to Binyamin, wants to understand at a deeper level what the Mashal and the Nimshal is of the king and the two kids and Yehuda and Binyamin. So he explains that the machlokas Yehuda and Binyamin about when to go into the Yam was a machlokas over the approach of a nes. He says, since there was an eastern wind coming, and it was very strong, and it was going to dry out the ocean, so it was about to be a nes nister, and if they would jump in to the Yam, it would, before the wind made the entire Yam dry, it would turn into a nes nikla. And that's what Binyamin was about to do. And Yehuda and Sheva Yehuda said you should wait until it dries out. And that would be more of a kavod to Kodesh Baruch Hu if the nes happens derech teva, because the teva also is all nisim. And that's the way that's more kavod for Kodesh Baruch Hu if you do it derech teva. And Binyamin had a different opinion about it. Binyamin said it's more nikkur the kavod of a Kodesh Baruch Hu if you go away with teva and you show the nes the ofen shal nigla. So if so, that's why they wanted to jump in first. And Yehuda didn't want that to happen yet because of his shita. And that's the mashal nimshal to the two kids. That it's a derech for a melech to wake up in the third hour of the day. Okay, that's derech teva. So, but he commanded the youngest kid to wake him up in the morning, b'neitz shaloga derech teva. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave these two days into the day of Yehuda and the day of Binyamin. And Binyamin was stronger, so to speak, the same way the kid waked up the king too early, so too, Binyamin went in too early, Lefishitas Shevet Yehuda, and and like the same way the Melech said that both of them should get schar, so Tukosh Baruch Hu gave both of them schar. And then Siv says both of their schar that they got are actually matim, they're appropriate for both of their shitas. Yehuda got the melucha, and melucha is done derech teva. Binyamin, who's also based in Mikdash, based in Mikdash, there is nisim happening in the base of Mikdash all the time. Sara nisim kol yom in the base of Mikdash. So Binyamin and his shita of nes nigla being the right way to not to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but nes nigla is grand. So he was over to the Mikdash that had nes nigla in it, and Yehuda, that his mahalach was nes nistar, that everything should go derech teva. He was zocha to melucha because that was his shita.
Melucha is nisim derech teva.
Derech teva, that a king runs the world and with rules, and everything goes kvi derech teva. The king doesn't do the king doesn't do anything out of the norm. The mikdash there was nisim all the time. Now, there is a lot of different approaches, different shitas about Nes Nigla versus Nes Nistar. You can even find within different examples throughout Tanakh, within Sheva Binyamin, to see that this may be their shita. Sheva Yehuda, you may see this as their shita, Nes Nigla, Nes Nistar. But I want to just bring one example, Derech Drush, not specifically to Binyamin and Yehuda, but just to show an interesting machlokas regarding which is greater, Nes Nigla or Nes Nistar. This is Derech Drush, and this is Legabe, it's part of the Haggadah, regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, Rishlomo Kluger, one of the Achronim, he's also found Shulchan Aruch. He has many, many, many Svarim, and he often writes Derech Drush, Derech Pilpul. So on the Haggadah, on the Mishnah and Brachos, where Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, Harini kiven shivim shana, lezachisi she teyamer yitzis Mitzrayim, kol leilos, atadarsha ben Zoma. So he says, Meforshim asked the following question. What's the big deal that he didn't say Yitzis Mitzrayim his whole life? He didn't mention Yitzis Mitzrayim Belelos, or he didn't know about that halacha, didn't think it was halacha, call Lelos. What's the big deal about that? If he truly was 18 and only was Hareini Kiven Shivim Shana, so then that's no big deal, because it's not such a long time. If he was truly 70 years old, which he wasn't, if he was truly 70 years old, that would be a big revusa. He went his whole life without doing this halacha, without doing this thing of mentioning Yitzis Mitzrayim, kol halelos. But to say, Hareini kiven shivim shana, velo zachisi shetiyamar, like it's a very big deal, what's the big chiddush on that? So he explains as follows. That you have the machlokas, the chachamim and ben Zoma, in the Mishnah. You have the Machlokas ben Zoma and Chachamim in the Mishnah if you mention Yitzis Mitzrayim Belelos at all, right? We know from the Haggadah that the Chachamim say that the Riboy of the Pasuk is that Limos HaMashiach, you mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. But ben Zoma darshins Kol Yemei Chayecha L'Rabos HaLelos. Okay? So the question is that their Machlokas Atoli, which is greater? A nes nigla or nes nister? He says, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Dafan Gimel, Ayin Sham, the two possibilities, the way that the Gemara implies, are, is a nes sheloka derech hateva, meaning a nes nigla, is that a good thing, or is it garua? Is it even considered a bad thing to have a nes sheloka derech hateva? That Kadosh Baruch Hu has to be mishanes, sidre bracious to make a nes happen, that could be considered a bad thing, or is it a good thing? So now, when it comes to Yitzis Mitzrayim, the nisim that happened at night were Shaloka Derech HaTeva. Just take, for example, Makas Bechoros, you know, one fell swoop, everyone dies, that's definitely Shaloka Derech HaTeva. No one was sick, no one shot the other person, it was all Shaloka Derech HaTeva. Now, by the nisim, by daytime, was Derech Teva. So, meaning that the Mitzrayim no longer had any power, they no longer had any hardened hearts to hold Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. They had no reason to hold on to them. They were Shaleach Hosam Midaitam. They had their own das to get rid of to send Klal Yisrael on their way. That was Derech HaTeva.
The other Makos you're saying are Derech HaTeva?
Nachum and Lafuki are the other days. Davka, specifically the night of Makas Bechoros, the night where you'd mentioned Yitzis Mitzrayim, that night, those Nisim of that night, Makas Bechoros specifically, and also that there's other midrashim that other major things happened that night was also Shaloka Derech HaTeva. So now, the Mand Amar that holds that that Kol is Limos Mashiach, rather, but it's not, there's no Indian to mention it, Yitzis Mitzrayim Belelos. So he holds, so Shlomo Kluger suggests the following, he holds that a Nes Shaloka Derech HaTeva is garua, is not perfect. So if that's the case, he says it's because, now, if that's true, mimonoshach, there is no reason to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim Belelos. Mitzad, what the Gemara says about the geula. So the Gemara says, geula me'orsa lo habe geula malia. The geula at nighttime, Gemara Brachos, was not the big geula, even though it was beginning geula, it's not a big geula, that's only by day. The geula by day is a big geula, by night is not big enough. And as far as being a reason to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim Belelos because of the nisim that happened by the Lelos, that wasn't a good thing per se. It's not something to remember. It was nisim Shaloka Derech HaTeva. If you hold the nisim Shaloka Derech HaTeva, Kadosh Baruch Hu having to change Sidrei Bereishis is not a good thing, then that's also not a reason to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim Belelos. So that would be the opinion that holds, don't say Yitzis Mitzrayim Belelos, is because he holds that nis Shaloka Derech HaTeva is gora, is not a good thing, is not preferred. Whereas Ben Zoma, who holds you do mention Yitzis Mitzrayim Belelos, he holds that in Nes Shaloka Derech HaTeva is adif. It's better when Kadosh Baruch Hu does Nes outside of the norm. Okay? And so for that reason, we should, as a zecher for that, we do say Sitzim Shayim B'Leilos. And as far as the daytime is concerned, even though the daytime, the Nisim, will work at Derech HaTeva, that Kosh Baruch, that Mitzrim B'daitam sent us out, but there's another reason that we should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim by daytime, and that's because of the Geula. So if you're what he's basically saying is if you address whether to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bein B'Yom, Bein B'Laila, there's two aspects that there's two different points that you're looking at. One is when did the Geula happen, and one is were the Nisim a worthy, something worthy to remember every day. So Mitzad Geula, day. The daytime geula is something is ma'aliyah, is something which is worth mentioning every day. The one at night is not worth mentioning every day. So regardless of what you hold about Nisan, Derech HaTeva, Shluchu Derech HaTeva, there's a chiyuv to be maskei Yitzias Mitzrayim b'yom. What about b'layla? So if you hold that the Nisan that happened b'layla were a tremendous thing and something worth remembering, because Nisan Shluchu Derech HaTeva are a grand thing, then you should mention the b'laylos, and that's the shita of Ben Zoma. But if you hold Nisim Shaloka Derech HaTeva are gora, are not preferred, then you should not be mentioning it at night at all. Bein Mitzad Geula, because the Geula wasn't a grand thing at night. It was only, the Geula by daytime was greater. And also Mitzad, the Nisim that were Shaloka Derech HaTeva are also not worth mentioning if you hold Nisim Shaloka Derech HaTeva are gora tfei. So, now, back to Rolos Ben Azariah and his line of Lo Zachisi Yishete Omer Yitzis Mitzrayim Belelos Achadarsha Ben Zoma. So we asked, what is the grand revusa? What's the big chiddush? He was only 18. He didn't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim his whole life. If he was Taka 70, that would be something which was lacking and a major thing that only now he sees to mention in Belaylos. But if he's only 18, what's the big chiddush? So he wants to say, based on what we just explained, the following, that what happened to Revoz Ben Zarya? Anes Shelo Kedera Chateva. He had white hairs. He looked like a 70-year-old when he was 18. That's Anes Shelo Kedera Chateva. Now, if you ask, which would he prefer to hold? What's greater, Anes Kederech HaTeva or Anes Shaloka Derech HaTeva? He would want Anes Shaloka Derech HaTeva to be grand, to be a great thing, and not to be a bad thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Sidrei Bereishis, and that should be a bad thing, and that should happen to him, and he should be the cause of a bad thing happening. Chaval, chaval. That definitely should not be, definitely, he would not want that to happen. So he holds, with his own negiyas, this is again, like I said, Derech Drush, that Nisim Shaloka Derech HaTeva are Adav. If Nisim Shaloka Derech HaTeva are Adav, are greater, then when it comes to this cheshbon of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim b'yom or b'laylos, we said that if you hold Nisim Shaloka Derech HaTeva Adav, that means that there's a worthy cause to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim b'laylos, because the Nisim that happened Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim were Shaloka Derech HaTeva, and if Nisim Shaloka Derech HaTeva are a good thing, then it makes sense that you'd want to remember that, and that's the Shita of Ben Zoma to mention it. So he doesn't say exactly how to teach the line that we say in the Haggadah, from the Mishnah, but it reads something as follows. You can fill in the blanks yourself, however you like to say, but it reads something as follows. Hareini kiven shivim shana. And because hareini kiven shivim shana, and anei shelo kederech HaTeva happened to me, lo zachisi shete omer yitzis mitzrayim b'leilos ad shedarsha ben zoma. Only now I'm zocha to say yitzis mitzrayim, even though it's not because 18 versus 70, but now I'm zocha to say yitzis mitzrayim b'leilos. I'm zocha to say yitzis mitzrayim b'leilos. In other words, I appreciate Ben Zoma's drasha. I want him to be right. I have this zechus of that being the halacha. The Rambam Paskins as well. He says, "Shem Belelos, it's a zechus for me that the halacha should be this way because it fits with what's happening to me right now of Hareini Kiven Shivim Shana." That's the segue, the connection of Hareini Kiven Shivim Shana, which is Neshaloka Derech HaTeva. That's the connection with his shita of. With the Shita of Maskei Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Leilos, the two are heavily connected on the concept of Neis Shaloka Derech HaTeva is Adav. So we see from here, again, the Rosh Shlomo Kluger brings this machlokas about Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Leilos, if you mention it or not, is totally in if a Neis Shaloka Derech HaTeva is a good thing or not a good thing. And we start off with the Netziv that makes the machlokas Sheve Yehuda and Sheve Binyamin about what is greater to have Kosh Baruch Hu do Legabe Kriyas Yamsuf Nes Nigla or Nes Nistar, based on the Gemara that Binyamin went into the Yam first, and Yehuda tried to stone them because that was what their Bikuach was about, is a Nes Shaloka Derech HaTeva Adif or a Nes Kederech HaTeva Adif. Okay, Shkaya.
It's interesting, it seems like the whole thing starts in the era with that Hashem.